Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, this episode around, we're going to start with the Raleigh Seafood Festival 2016. It's set for Labor Day weekend, September 3rd and 4th. Bigger and Better is the theme for the second annual Raleigh Seafood Festival. Due to the success and feedback of the inaugural event last year, they've decided to add more food merchandise vendors and relocate this year's event to the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Early bird online admission is only $5 for adults and free for kids under age 12. Admission will be $7 on the day of the event. The Raleigh Seafood Festival is a family-friendly two-day event that brings a variety of local seafood vendors, live local bands, arts and crafts exhibits, kids zone, and a great outdoor atmosphere. The festival offers a variety of delicious fresh seafood harvested from the Carolinas coastline and cooked to perfection. Items such as blue crabs, lobster, snow crabs, shrimp, fish, crawfish, low country boil, gumbo, chicken, and more than that. There will be a great band lineup, and they'll entertain you with playing a variety of alternative, jazz, country, R&B, and pop music at the Heritage Pavilion on the State Fairgrounds. Again, that's the North Carolina Seafood Festival, September 3rd and 4th at the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Hours both days, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Don't forget the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival and Whole Hog Pig Picking. That's August 5 and 6 at Carey's Cocobooth Amphitheater. No other event in the country beats the best. Join us at the festival for a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Your admission buys you a sampling glass so you can enjoy an all-you-care-to-taste sampling of beer and bourbon. Some of the best barbecue vendors are on-site if you get hungry, all while enjoying seminars in the Tasting Theater and live music all day. If you're into collards, there's the Aiden Collar Festival, September 8th through the 10th. Art show, rise games, food vendors, lots of entertainment, dunking booth, the Aiden Collard Festival Parade. And what would a collard festival be without a collard eating contest? A weekend full of good community fun, the Aiden Collard Festival, September 8th through the 10th. The 10th Annual North Carolina Hot Sauce Contest, Saturday, September 10th, in historic downtown Oxford. The North Carolina Hot Sauce Contest brings thousands of people to downtown Oxford to interact with friends, merchants, fans, artisans, and vendors. An estimated 15,000 people were at last year's event. North Carolina's finest hot sauces and barbecue sauces, along with breweries and wineries, spice up the blends and texture of downtown historical streets. There's also the North Carolina Pepper Eating Concert, sponsored by Bailey Farms. We have activities for children, local shops waiting to greet you, and great restaurants, all at your fingertips for the 10th Annual North Carolina Hot Sauce Contest in Oxford. And the date for that, Saturday, September 10th. All righty, college programs are getting ready to gear up once again. NC State Center Stage and University Theater on the NC State campus. Saturday, September 10th, they've got the Capitol Steps. You know them, you love them. And has there ever been an election year with so much juicy material? For 35 years, the Capitol steps have been putting politics and scandals to music. They began when Reagan was president and ketchup was a vegetable. As whatever that means. As fans know, the steps are the premier political comedy troupe in the nation and the only group in Washington that attempts to be funnier than Congress. This is at Stewart Theater at 2 o'clock on Saturday, September 10th. Kid Stuff series, both shows are appropriate for children in grades K through 4. Saturday, October 29th, it's Click Clack Moo. When his granddaughter Jenny comes for a visit, Farmer Brown declares the farm a tech-free zone. He puts her laptop in the cold barn along with the shivering cows who use her computer to type messages requesting blankets. No way, replies Farmer Brown. No blankets. So the cows go on strike and the chickens join in with the cows in solidarity. No blankets, no milk, no eggs. Will Farmer Brown give in to the animals' demands? Will Jenny get her computer back? Find out in a hilariously moving musical about negotiation and compromise. This is at Stewart Theater at 3 o'clock on Saturday, October 29th. And the other show in the Kid Stuff series at NC State, Saturday, March 4th, Teacher from the Black Lagoon and other storybooks. Seven delightful stories come to life in this TheaterWorks USA musical review. Teacher from the Black Lagoon, Dogzilla, Grumpy Bird, I Want My Hat Back, Lily's Purple Plastic Purse, Love Splat, Splat the Cat, and The Grasshopper and the Ant. That's Saturday, March 4th. Dance program concerts at NC State's Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock Thursday and Friday, November 17th and 18th is the fall concert. Thursday and Friday, March 23rd and 24th next year, Panoramic Dance Project concert. And Thursday and Friday, April 6th and 7th, NCSU Dance Company concert. Okay, music department events, again, at Stewart Theater. Tuesday, October 4th, faculty recital, Dr. Thomas Koch, piano, and Dr. Jonathan Kramer on cello at 7. Thursday, November 3rd, wind ensemble at 7. Friday, November 4th, fall chorale at 7. Sunday, November 6th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. Thursday, November 10th, Jazz Ensemble 1. Saturday, November 12th, Pipes and Drums, Tom Stafford Commons. Also on the 12th, Ladies in Red at 7. Sunday, November 20th, Raleigh's Civic Symphony at 4. Monday, November 21st, Jazz Ensemble 2. Thursday, December 1st, Wind Ensemble and Jazz Ensemble 1 Holiday Concert. Friday, December 2nd, Chorale Holiday Concert. University Theater Productions, Thursday, September 22nd through Sunday, October 2nd, Love Sick, a darker cousin to Almost Maine. John Cariani's Love Sick is a collection of 9 slightly twisted and completely hilarious short plays. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Wednesday, October 19th through Sunday, October 30th, Gross Indecency, The Three Trials of Oscar Wilde. Thursday, November 10th through Sunday, November 20th, An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Alrighty, Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hills Memorial Hall. Friday, September 9th, Mystical Music with Hussein Ben Ruzinia, Bainam Samani, and Saba Alizada. One of the most important figures in contemporary Iranian music, master composer, instrumentalist, conductor, researcher, and teacher, Alizada performs new interpretations of classical Persian music. Monday, September 12th, it is Chris Thiel, among the most interesting and entertaining musicians around. Grammy winner and MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, Chris has forever changed the course of the mandolin. After 15 years with the wildly popular Nickel Creek, he founded the modernist string band Punch Brothers. Wednesday and Thursday, September 14 and 15, Dorrance Dance. Dorrance Dance honors the uniquely beautiful history of tap dance, America's longest-standing indigenous jazz vernacular. Sunday, September 18th, Ping Chong and Company. This interview-based theater production, Beyond Sacred, delves into the diverse stories of young Muslims who came of age in the post-9/11 New York City. Wednesday and Thursday, October 5 and 6, Zoe and Juniper. Dance and visual art team Zoe Schofield and Juniper Shuey are driven by the idea of mythologizing the senses, enveloping the audience in physical and fantastical realms. Friday, October 7th, Brooklyn Rider with Anne Sophie von Otter. Friday, October 14th, Richard Thompson, named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top 20 guitarists of all time. Richard Thompson is also one of the world's most critically acclaimed and prolific songwriters. Moving on to Duke performances, there are no events coming up in August, Duke performances. In September, Saturday, September 17th, Chompy Concert No. 1 featuring Julianne Baird, a soprano. Friday, September 23rd, Aaron Neville. No one else sounds like Aaron Neville. His falsetto is instantly recognizable, whether in the second-line jazz and funk of his beloved New Orleans as one of the Neville brothers, or in his Grammy-winning duets with Linda Ronstadt. Saturday, September 24th, Dover Quartet. The Dover Quartet shot to prominence after taking first prize at the 2013 Banff International String Quartet Competition. Sunday, September 25th, Billy Hart Quartet featuring Ethan Iverson, Mark Turner, and Ben Street. The New York Times praises Billy Hart as a drummer of earthly enlightenment, conversant in every branch of modern jazz, but forever connected to its roots. September 29th and October 1st, The Civilians, The Undertaking. The Civilians, practitioners in investigative theater, create their work like researchers of the national consciousness. They build their kaleidoscopic shows out of hundreds of conversations about life's most vital questions with regular people and experts alike, then use these conversations as the basis of each script. Okay, audio-described performances. We've got one on the list right now, Friday, August 12th. It is the movie North by Northwest. This is a North Carolina Museum of Art summer film. It's at 9 o'clock on Friday, August 12th. North by Northwest, from 1959, is a suspenseful classic Alfred Hitchcock caper thriller. The box office hit film is one of the most entertaining movies ever made and one of Hitchcock's most famous suspense mystery stories in his entire career. All right, also a note about audio-described performances. The Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Two items on the list for PNC Arena. Saturday, September 10th, WWE Live. Enough said. Wednesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 11th, Dizzy on Ice presents Follow Your Heart. Just Keep Swimming with Dory and new pal Hank from Disney Pixar's Finding Dory as they set out to find her parents and discover the devotion of family. cheer with joy, sadness, and the rest of the emotions from Disney Pixar's Inside Out as they work together to boost Riley's spirit and win the big hockey game, along with several other favorite Disney Pixar characters. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, Friday, August 5th. The Mads are back. Trace Ballew and Frank Conop, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 stars, are taking movie riffing back on stage in their new live show. Show is at 8. Tickets start at $23.50. Friday, August 26th, the Beautiful Exchange musical. Join the McCrae brothers for the return of the hit gospel stage play, The Beautiful Exchange Musical. This chronicles a governor's search for everything for everybody. This mantra has rendered her obsolete in her own mind, needing to claim her freedom and identity in Jesus Christ. Friday, September 9th, Carolina Theater, Sam Bush. Grammy Award-winning multi-instrumentalist Sam Bush doesn't seem old enough to be a musical legend, and he's not, but he is. Alternately known as the King of Telluride and the King of Newgrass, Bush has been honored by the American Music Association and the International Bluegrass Music Association. Friday, September 23rd, Squirrel Nut Zippers, and Saturday, September 24th, Enter the Realm Tour. Thursday, October 6th, Julie Fowlis, Music of the Scottish Isles. Friday, October 7th, Kathleen Madigan, The Mermaid Lady Tour. Wednesday, October 12th, it's the Wood Brothers. Saturday, October 15th, the Chick Corea Electric Band. Chick has attained iconic status in music. The keyboardist, composer, and band leader is a Downbeat Hall of Famer and National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. And Sunday, October 16th, Henry Rollins. When Henry and his spoken word tour stops in Durham, fans can expect Henry to mix timely commentary on the current state of politics with antidotes on his latest L.A. experiences to perspective gained from his extensive world travelers. And Friday, October 21st, it's The Mavericks. Once again, that's at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The lineup at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Saturday, August 13th, Iron and Wine. Iron and Wine, South Carolina native Sam Beam, is back for a special solo performance. With 5 albums, numerous EPs and singles, and the initial volumes of an archive series, Iron and Wine has captured listeners' emotions and imagination with distinctly cinematic songs. Saturday, August 20th at the Museum of Art, an evening with Jillian Welch. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 9th through the 11th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Fabricating fantastical worlds with the most ordinary of materials, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention has been wowing audiences for over 15 years. Okay, the Sights and Sounds on Sunday's series returns in October, all performances at 3 p.m. October 2nd, it is Anatoly Larkin. Russian-born pianist Anatoly Larkin is a musical wonder, having studied and performed since the age of 4. November 20th, it is the Chanterelle Trio. Violinist Nicholas Di Eugenio, pianist Mimi Solomon, and cellist Hannah Collins bring a wealth of talent and achievement to the concert stage. Then January 22nd, Amphion Percussion. March 5th, Cello Forum. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. And May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. And, of course, the Art in the Evening series continues at the Museum of Art on Friday evenings at 5:30. These are free, no-ticketed events. August 5th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. August 12th, Teacup Gin Unplugged. August 19th, Beauty World. August 26th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. And we're going to look at a few of the communities around the immediate Raleigh area in Knightdale. Saturday, September 10th, it is K-Fest, a.k.a. Knightdale Kid Festival. The mission of K-Fest is to connect youth with local nonprofits, educational and cultural arts opportunities they may not otherwise be exposed to. This collaborative effort of community partners plays an important role in strengthening the educational component in Knightdale and Eastern Wake County. The festival will be held from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Knightdale Station Park. Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater is hosting a concert series starting Thursday, August 4th. The monthly concerts run from 6 to 9 p.m. are free, and if attending, you are welcome to bring chairs or a blanket for seating. Food trucks and activities for the youngsters will be available for additional costs. Garner Performing Arts Center, August 11, 12, and 13, it's Seussical Jr. Garner's award-winning talented teens and kids pack the auditorium every summer with their magnificent shows, and this August will be no exception. Join Horton the Elephant, the Cat in the Hat, the Who's, and all of your favorite Dr. Seuss characters in this fantastical musical extravaganza. Friday, October 14th at Garner Performing Arts Center, Bodyology. October 21, 22, 28, and 29, Boeing, which is the winner of the 2008 Tony Award Best Revival of a Play. And on Saturday, November 19th, it's Country Grass. Town Square Concert Series continues with just two concerts remaining this season in Clayton. Saturday, August 20th, Casey Tindall with the Big River Band. If Hank Jr. and Joan Jett were to have a kid, she would be Casey Tindall. That's how entertainers have described the August headliner, and we love that combo. Born in Rocky Mount, this 19-year-old singer-songwriter first gained traction as a sophomore at ECU when she won a contest on WQDR radio and got to sing a duet with country megastar Keith Urban. Thursday, September 15, Clayton, Natural Wonder. The season closes out, and the Ultimate Stevie Wonder cover band. Gabriel Bello, a Natural Wonder mimic, the limitless voice and instrumental skills of the very talented Stevie Wonder. The Clayton Harvest and Music Festival is right around the corner, September 17th. This festival includes lots of family-friendly entertainment. And coming up at the Clayton Center, Saturday, August 20th, Summer Comedy Series 3. Wayne Colley is a superstar comedian on the rise. However, if you ask him to describe himself, he would say he's just a humble guy from a small town in Georgia. Host, comedian, radio personality, and on-air veteran Joe Clare got his start on HBO's famed Def Comedy Jam. Friday, October 14th, at the Clayton Center, John Hiatt in concert. The American rock guitarist, pianist, singer, and songwriter has released 22 albums and bridged a variety of genres over his 40 years in the music business. All right, in Cary, the Cary Sertoma series for this year has one more event, Saturday, August 13th, Charm City Junction, sponsored in part by Pinecone. From dance-inducing old-time rhythms and foot-stomping Irish melodies to hard-driving bluegrass, Charm City Junction creates a fresh soundscape that keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. The performance is at 6. Cary's Marvelous Music Stage Series showcases a variety of emerging and nationally acclaimed touring artists. All shows start at 7:30. Saturday, September 17th, the Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. This 17-piece ensemble features some of the South's greatest vocalists and performs music of the Great American Songbook with a sprinkling of Motown and funky New Orleans. Saturday, November 19th, Billy McGuigan, Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience. Rave On reinvents the ordinary tribute show with an electrifying, high-energy rock and roll extravaganza featuring America's principal Buddy Holly interpreter, Billy McGuigan. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the final Summer at the Springs concert is Friday, August 12th. The entertainment, the Holiday Band. Based in North Carolina, the group has played dates in 11 states. Notable performances include the Lincoln Center in New York, the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama, Grove Park Inn in Asheville, and the Carolina Inn in Pinehurst. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, September 17th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. The orchestra was founded in the fall of 2006, and its membership consists of community musicians who are serious about their commitment to making authentic big band jazz in the tradition of Basie, Kenton Miller, and more. Friday, September 23rd, Clean Comedy Series presents James Gregory. The James Gregory Show turns the clock back to when life was simpler, to a better time before the death of common sense, a time when people sat on the front porch and actually talked to each other instead of a cell phone. James Gregory creates an evening of nonstop laughter with a wry sense of the absurd, a southern accent, and universal storytelling. Friday, September 30th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, it is the Holly Springs Community Band. Holly Springs Community Band members perform in order to foster an appreciation for every kind of band music. Past works include rock music renditions, marches, movie theme songs, semi-classical, and classical. And then Friday, October 21st at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the Lettermen. And these are guys with in a neighborhood of 10,000 sold-out shows. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.